are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
In this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and Mae Adam. This morning, joining me on the line, it's Steve Wegman. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. We've got a nice, cool, crisp morning to start the day, but the week as we go along getting a little warmer, but you've got a fun event that we want to let people know about so the kids can take part.
Well, the Pure Elks is sponsoring again the 10th annual Kite Day in Hillsdale Gulch near the state capitol, and that is from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock on Wednesday. And the big thing I would remind people is to, if you're going to come to the event, is bring a little bit of a hat, a little sunscreen, and plenty of water, and you'll have lots of fun. The kites that we're giving away this year are awesome kites. If you get them caught in the tree, they'll be in the tree there for 5 to 7 years because of the ripstop nylon. Doesn't deteriorate that much.
Yeah, they are a pretty good-looking kite, and like you said, they're nice and sturdy.
Well, they're made of fiberglass poles. They're not that cheap bamboo tissue paper that we were when we were kids. So these are state-of-the-art kites this year again, and the kids will have a wonderful time. And it's a free event available to anybody under 17 years of age. And, of course, we don't card people, so it's... Yeah, I kind of winked my eye a little bit on that one. So
there you go.
The thing is, we show up between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock on this coming Wednesday. It's sponsored by the Pure Elks Lodge number 1953. And if you want some more information on it, you can go to the Pure Elks Facebook page and sign up for the time that you want to be. We've got a lot of kids coming at 1 o'clock, 1:30, and at 2 o'clock. So right now I've got about 300 kids already pre-registered.
Oh, wow. That is great. So it's going to be a really good turnout. So you still got some time a little bit later on in that span.
That is correct.
Very nice.
And it's kind of to kind of get you to explain a little bit of it. It looks it's a very fun event. We have the kind of the city rodeo type of a kite event. There's a tangling of the kite gets in there. These are scissors to untangle them, of course. And we have 300 kids flying kites. Even Hillsdale Gulch is a pretty good-sized area. There's still plenty of room for another 1,000 kids.
Very nice. Now, is this something that, you know, they should sign up for if they can, or can they just show up that day as well?
We'd really like to have them kind of sign up, and that kind of gives us an idea how many kids we have coming to make sure that we have plenty of kites. I can get them out of the warehouse and bring them down.
Fantastic.
It makes our logistics a little easier.
Yeah, definitely. That makes sense. Now, if they want to sign the kids up, they haven't just yet. How do they go about that then, Steve?
It's really simple. All they have to do is go to the Pure Elks Facebook page and just put their first name in and what time they're going to show up, and we'll take care of it from there.
Easy enough. That's great.
And the nice thing is with the Pure Elks, we don't have salesmen or we don't use your name. We just kind of use it as kind of a logistics handling item.
Mm-hmm.
And if the parents want to come down and take pictures of kids and put them on our Facebook page, that's fine. Or if they want to put them on their own page, that's awesome too. So it's truly a community event. Again, we have between about 300 to 350 kids show up religiously to fly their kites.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time, so we invite everybody to get signed up, take the kids out, enjoy the day. That's what it's all about, fly the kites and have a great time.
And the main thing is you get to take the kite home.
Even
fly
better.
It all summer long,
mm-hmm.
And next year.
That's right. So a little bonus right there for everybody.
That's correct.
All right. Well, Steve, we thank you for your time and for putting this event on, you and the Elks. It's going to be a great time, and look forward to seeing all the kites flying on Wednesday.
And you can bring your kite down, too.
Yeah, I've got mine ready to go, and you're going to pop on down and have some fun.
Hillsdale Gulch is a perfect place to fly kites. Very few trees in the bowl portion. What a lot of kids don't realize is that they think they need to be on a flat part of the kite. Depends on which way the wind blows that day.
Right.
But the uplift of on the bowl, you don't have to run and get your kite in the air. You just pop it up and boom, it takes off 200 feet in the air.
Nice. So you don't have the Charlie Brown problem where you have to run around and just bounce it behind yourself.
No, the nice thing about Hillsdale Gulch, it's kind of a natural air drain. So it drains about 120 square miles north of Pierre, and so the cold air kind of sinks down there, or the warm air comes up from the river, comes up the valley. So it's a very nice place to play kites.
Yeah, it sounds like it really is. So, you know, get the kids signed up. It's going to be a fun time. I look forward to seeing all the kids out there. And, man, all that color that's going to be out there with those kites is going to be wonderful.
And the best part is to see Jody out there flying her kite, too.
I'm going to get video of that. That way we can put it up on her Facebook page, and she'll...
And she's shaking her head. She's going,
absolutely.
Oh, not me.
Exactly. I'll be the one that you won't see way off in the distance. Oh, goodness. Well, thank you, Steve, for joining us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday for Kite Day.
Sounds good. Thank you, and you all have a good day today.
You too, Steve. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. There's Steve Wegman, and make sure you get the kids signed up. Elks Kite Day. It's going to be a lot of fun this Wednesday. As he said, just go to the Elks Facebook page, get the kids signed up so that they can take part in this and make sure that they've got enough kites for everybody. But it's going to be a good time this Wednesday for that kite flying. There is your People in Your Neighborhood on this Monday, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare, Pierre VA Clinic, and May Adam.